The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the latest opinion polls when it comes to people's preference for the election, published in the Irish Times 5 days ago, had Fine Gael as the most popular party, 25% approval rating. The next two big parties, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, were tied at 19%. But above them, in second place, ostensibly, independents. This includes Independent Ireland, Michael Fitzmaurice's group, 20% approval rating for them, up from 16%. Now, one of the things that those three big parties are added on is that a vote for an independent is a vote for instability. Michael McDougall is an independent senator and he is with me now. Senator, you're very welcome to the show as always. Is that fair, the suggestion that it is instability? The more independents you have, the more unstable the Dáil.
Well, I mean, it depends which independents you're talking about. But, the latest opinion poll, in fact, came after the Irish Times when it was published by the Sunday Times on Sunday. And it shows Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, neck and neck, effectively. And the simple fact that I was making in today's Irish Times, the simple argument was that there isn't an alternative government on offer which is in any way coherent, in which one or other of those two parties will not participate. So the great likelihood is that they participate together in government. And the real question is, who will enable them to govern in a stable and coherent way for 5 years? And the assumption at the moment is that you need a party with a party whip to do that, rather than do a deal with a number of like-minded independents. And the point I'm making is that rather than choose somebody who is ideologically incompatible with you simply to get a party whip group of TDs behind you, it might make sense to do a deal with like-minded independents who could be depended on to keep the government in position.
They might be more closely aligned ideologically, but and you would know more about all of this than I would. So I assume from a government point of view, the beauty of aligning yourself maybe with a party that's ideologically different is that you only have to strike one deal. Whereas if you need kind of 10 or 12 independents, you kind of find yourself having 12 different negotiations.
Well, I mean, that depends on whether after the election, I think there may be up to 25 independent TDs.
But even worse, 25 different negotiations.
No, but the point is you're not going to negotiate with all 25 and you're not going to get their support either. You probably are going to face a situation where maybe 10 or 12 of them will get together and sit down and hammer out a deal with government and put down collectively what they want to achieve over a 5-year term. So, I mean, that's more likely. The second point, I think, Kieran, is this, that, you know, we have an unforgiving and vicious party whip system in this country. Nobody is allowed to step out of line on any issue, whether on conscience or anything else. If you look at the United Kingdom or other countries, individual TDs or members of their parliament, they're entitled on occasion to vote against a government measure other than one which will bring down the government, a confidence in supply, budgetary matter, or a vote of no confidence in the government. So, I mean, we may be facing into what I think would be a far healthier political climate where, you know, what people individually think does matter on subjects like hate speech and the like, which aren't foundational issues from the point of view of a government being in office or not, but enables people to exercise their own rational and political judgment on individual issues.
And that strict whip system, I mean, was it ever thus in the Dáil, Michael, or when did it start?
It has, really, and it goes right back to the Civil War days where the original Cumann na n-Éill government was on a very tight margin from 1927 until 1932, and Fianna Fáil inherited that culture. And I mean, you're either in the party or you're out of the party. You can't dine à la carte, so to speak. If you vote against the party on any issue, you are automatically now, under the rules, you are automatically out of the parliamentary party and you lose your position on a Dáil Joint Oireachtas committee. You are outside the pale immediately and you face deselection at the next general election. That's not the case, say, in the United Kingdom.
But the margins do still tend to be tight, though. You know, it was true for Cumann na Gael. It's true still today a lot of the time in the wake of elections. And is the argument in favour of that whip system that it brings a degree of, yes, it's strict, but it brings a degree of stability and predictability?
That is the alleged argument in favour of it. But I've seen, Kieran, I've seen the whip system produce, the guillotine. For instance, do you remember the two recent referendums?
Yeah.
They were given a matter of hours in each House of the Oireachtas to be even discussed, and they were shoved through on a vote which swept aside all amendments in both houses in a matter of hours. And that's where the whip system really does damage. It doesn't allow backbenchers who support the government to say, hold it, stop this process, we don't agree. And for instance, it only came in relation to the hate speech bill when some of the huge errors which were about to be committed in that bill, which went through the Dáil unamended, came to the Seanad. It was only at that stage that people said, hold up, there could be something wrong here. And the whip system effectively shoves matters through the Oireachtas on an almost automatic basis because the government wants it that way. There's no need for us. I mean, we're now in with an expanding population. We now have over 180 TDs. I mean, that's a huge amount of, 174. We're going to have people with different views, and the idea that a government whip can just say either support us on everything, every single last thing, or you lose your job at the next election, that can't be the right way to run a country.
And do you think then, to kind of bring us back to where we started, that having maybe 10 independents in government or supporting government might hasten the demise of that whip system, that it kind of introduces by its very nature a kind of a plurality of views?
Yeah, I do. I think that, the government parties of the outgoing government, they rigidly imposed the whip system and guillotined all their legislative measures through the Dáil without adequate debate. A different culture can arise, and the way it can arise is if the 10 independent TDs that we're talking about, if they can get together, can say to the government, we want a different culture. We're not going to be forced against our conscience to vote on A, B or C. And we want a bit of latitude on private judgment in future. We won't bring down the government. We won't undo a budget which has been approved in consultation with us. But we will reserve the right not to just simply be rubber stamps.
Michael McDougall, independent senator. Senator, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.